Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Culture Heritage Fund. Helping you discover the Twin Cities, it is Radio K's Real College Podcast. Online and on the air, my name is Matthew Curtis, and this week we are celebrating Valentine's Day. I mean, yeah, you could make a pretty convincing argument that it's commercial and corny and all that bad stuff, but where's the fun in that? For the occasion, we decided to look towards ourselves and tell genuine stories of finding and maintaining love. Producer Max Fuller tells all about the complexities of dating while being a single parent, while Katie Bolin takes a look at online dating. Also, we hear the word on the street with Haley Madaram and the Radio K Weekly Release Spotlight. It all starts right now on the Real College Podcast. If you're anything like me, you have no idea what it's like to have a child, let alone trying to maintain a love life as well. But producer for the show, Max Fuller, is here to tell you that it isn't all team mom. Here's Max's personal and eye-opening look at what it's like to date as a young parent.
It's February, and you know what that means. It means love is in the air. Oh, wait. Never mind. That's loneliness. The smells are so similar, it's really easy to get them confused. If you're anything like me, your Valentine's Day will be spent alone, naked, in your bed, stuffing your face with chicken nuggets, watching 500 Days of Summer, and possibly crying. Valentine's Day, and dating in general, has become a little more complicated for me in the past years since I've become a father.
Say hi!
Hi!
Hello!
Hello!
That's my daughter, Rowan. She's adorable, and she's going to be a real handful when she finally starts to care about Valentine's Day. But for now, she's only two, and she doesn't have to worry about dating until she's 65 and I finally allow her to start dating. Meanwhile, me and many other parents are stuck to muck around in the murky waters that is dating with kids. Let's say that regular dating is like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube. Well, dating when you have a kid is like trying to solve a 128-sided Rubik's Cube, blindfolded, with your feet, while the Ku Klux Klan is trying to chase you out of town. The idea of dating makes me nervous and weary. Not just because I basically turn into Napoleon Dynamite every time I start talking to a woman.
I like your sleeves. They're real big.
But also because I have to be very cautious about who I bring around my daughter. She is the most precious thing in the world to me, and I want her to grow up respecting relationships and taking them seriously, as so many of us don't these days. And naturally, at this age, dating is a very unstable and hit-or-miss process, and I don't want to introduce her to just any old woman. Because of this, I have yet to introduce Rowan to any of the women I've been involved with, but let's be real, it's not exactly like they're lining up around the block. Women definitely look at me differently when they find out that I have a child. Either they become more attracted by the fact that I'm a dad, which is scary because I don't want to have any more kids, or they become uninterested because of the complications of being with a single father. And I don't really want to date a woman that already has a kid, so as if I didn't already have this Frankenstein face working against me, I've gone and made myself undateable. But not every young parent's story is the same as mine.
My name's Courtney. I have a kid.
Meet Courtney Gaylord. She enjoys long walks on the beach and making fun of people on Twitter. She is also the 21-year-old mother of one, a fact that Courtney says is often eroticized by creepy guys.
A lot of guys hit me up and they say things about really liking MILFs. I don't think they seem to understand that, like, my kid is real. It's not just an accessory. Like, that makes me, like, that puts me on a new level of, like, ooh, she's hot, but she's got a kid, so she's, like, a MILF.
Courtney says she meets most of the guys she dates through the internet, on dating websites like Tinder. Although it seems like Tinder might not be the best place to look for true love.
It's extremely unsuccessful this far. We're not going anywhere with this. So, this guy tells me he's on season 6 of The Office, and I said, you haven't finished The Office. You're in for a real roller coaster, because he was, like, kind of cool at first. And then a couple hours later, he replies and says, why did I just get your message with a sad face? And he's like, I haven't, though. I can't wait. And then it just gets dark. And he says, you died in your sleep. Rest in peace to the oh-so-beautiful Courtney Nicole. And then he sends me a bunch of rose emojis, you know, sending his regards. And then I said, my bad, I'm still alive. And he said, how am I ever going to forgive you, with a winky face? And then I didn't reply because I was like, this man is so lame. And then he says, we are gathered here today to remember the life of Courtney Nicole.
No way.
And her short-lived conversations with Dylan. She was a beautiful soul that he truly admired, and amidst the utter despair, he solemnly wishes things could have been different. If only she was around longer to give him his chance. This man held a funeral for me.
What's wrong with this dude? Like, how does a man go through this in his brain and just like, yep. This is okay.
I gotta guilt her into replying to me, and it'll be fine. It'll be just fine.
Like me, Courtney is apprehensive about letting potential lovers meet her child.
A lot of dudes find out that I have a kid, and they say, oh, I want to meet him. And it's like, please get the hell out of here. That's so scary.
And even when she finds a guy she's interested in, oftentimes, the guys feel as though they have to step into the role of a father figure.
They think they're, like, stepdads, or, like, they just, they try so hard, and it's, like, it's not what I'm looking for. Like, I mean, you have to be able to get along with a child and, like, understand that toddlers are really unpredictable, but, like, please stop trying to play daddy with me. Like, I don't like that. I mean, last dude I dated straight up yelled at my kid one time.
What?
So, yeah, because
so you've let guys meet your kid before. Then.
But he was my friend first. He was my friend first. That was my best friend first. And then we dated. And then Grayson was in his room, like this dude's room, and he picked something up, and he just started yelling at it. It was like a Star Wars figurine. This man was like, don't touch my stuff.
So, as you can see, every young parent's love life comes with its own unique struggles that we'll have to deal with throughout the rest of our lives. As for right now, though, I'm okay with my daughter being the only lady in my life. And now, I leave you with a beautiful rendition of the ABCs by the world's cutest kid. Happy Valentine's Day to Rowan, Caitlin, and all the single mothers out there. Call me. For the Real College Podcast, I'm Max Fuller.
T-O-V-W-X-N-Y-N-G.
Hey, I'm Haley, and this is Word on the Street. Thanks for joining me today. So, on February 16th, Tuesday, join Margaret Glaspie at First Avenue 7th Street Entry. She's fresh from California with a debut album. Among other things, she plays the fiddle, trombone, and she also plays guitar really well, and her voice is great. Listening to her YouTube videos, oh my god, her voice is so raw. Listen to this clip from You and I.
I'm not looking for an open door to talk about love. Maybe you agree, but I see you saving pictures of you and I. Like a matter of time. Here I thought we had some kind of understanding that we're no Dick and Jane out on parade. Not looking for lengthy or demanding. Nothing's lost if nothing's gained.
So on Wednesday, February 17th, Communion, First Avenue, The Current, and Squarespace are putting a show together that they claim brings together the best new music around. So that's in First Avenue at 7th Street Entry. And some of the artists featured are going to be Alan Raymond, Lolo, Whiskey Shivers, and Moonrise Nation. Here's a song by Alan Raymond, and it's called The Wolf and the Red Dress.
Oh, nah, nah, yeah. I don't shit with me as a man. Couple nights wide awake, got some pills in my hand. When I don't leave me be, let me lean, goddamn. I'm not tough, I'm just drunk, this my scene, goddamn. I'm a young ass girl in a cruel old world. I got fresh cut clothes, all white like pearl. Need a selfish kind of girl, goddamn. Need a selfish kind of girl.
There's something wrong.
And here's another song by Lolo called Hit and Run. So Australian singer Troye Sivan is making worldwide ripples with what some call a genre of moody yet melodic dark pop. He has been endorsed by artists such as Taylor Swift, Adele, and Sam Smith. And he's also been featured in some publications such as Vanity Fair, Teen Vogue, and LA Times. He's on his second national tour, which began in late January, and he's coming to First Avenue Main Room on Friday, February 19th. This song is titled Fools.
Though I tried to resist, I still want it all. I see swimming pools and living rooms and airplanes. I see a little house on the hill and children's names. I see quiet nights part over ice and take gray. But everything is shattered green and it's my mistake. Only fools fall for you.
Thanks for joining us for this podcast, and that was Word on the Street.
Where do you find someone to date? Is it at cool indie shows and coffee shops? Or is it online, with the help of profile pictures, bios, and possibly swiping right? Veteran reporter Katie Bolin looks at the popularity of online dating while contrasting its stigmatic reputation.
We are inundated with commercials and ads that tell us our perfect partner is just a couple clicks away.
It's nice to get a love letter once in a while. And boy, did we just get one at eHarmony.com. Independent research has confirmed that our passion for finding you that perfect someone works. eHarmony.com ranks first in highest number of marriages, first in most satisfied marriages.
Upload a picture, share your favorite movies, list your worst fears, and magically meet dozens, even hundreds of people who might be your soulmate. But really, do online dating websites actually help people find love? I talked with Dr. Paul Eastwick, an assistant professor from the University of Texas at Austin, who studies many psychological aspects of romantic relationships, including how online dating differs from more traditional ways of dating. I asked Paul why anybody would online date.
I think online dating provides a lot of advantages. for people who are interested in meeting new partners, you know, whether for purely sexual relationships or more serious relationships. Probably the best thing that online dating does is it gives options to people who have, you know, feel like they've exhausted the possibilities in their existing social networks. And it really gives people a chance to meet one another and a chance to meet people who you at least have a good chance of, you know, there's a good chance that they are, in fact, you know, not taken, not in a relationship.
I online date to be exposed and meet people that I would never meet in real life.
I wanted to get an inside look at what online dating is actually like from my friend Chloe. She has tried every online dating site under the digital sun. She explains why she uses online dating sites to meet new people.
No, I don't want your number. No, I don't want to give you mine. And no, I don't want to meet you nowhere. No, I want a new time. And no,
here's the thing about online dating. When I go, where do you meet people? When I go to a bar, I'm with my girlfriends. I don't want to meet the guy who's talking to me. I'm not interested. I'm trying to hang out with them. So where else do you meet people? I don't want to be set up by a coworker. I don't want to date a coworker. I don't want to date a friend of a friend, because if it goes bad, who knows? So online dating is an outlet to meet people that you wouldn't really meet in your normal life, and gives you a way to explore a city or a location and learn something new. So it's great. I love it. I am a huge proponent.
The world has changed. One in five relationships now begin on an online dating site.
Oh, hi!
And when it comes to meeting someone great online, there's only one place to go, Match.com. We've led to more dates, more relationships, and more marriages than any other
Every
site.
Every dating website ad tells us that this is the future. But as a society, do we believe that online dating could actually work, or is it still a little taboo when it comes to finding true love?
Everyone's always embarrassed to say they met online. So there's still a stigma. And it's certainly not as romantic as, you know, bumping into someone in a grocery store and picking up a loaf of bread and your eyes meet and, you know, love ever after. But I'm impatient and I want love now, so I'm gonna go online.
If you think of online dating as really being dating online, it would be extremely difficult to know whether that spark is there or not. But of course, it's not really what online dating is. Online dating is a way of meeting people using these online tools.
Despite the stigma that still surrounds online dating, its prevalence in society as a way to meet new people is becoming the new normal. As an expert, Chloe offers a little advice to those of you who have not yet jumped into the world of online dating.
Get out of your comfort zone, learn something new, and find someone who might become a lover, or a friend, or a one-night stand.
For Culture Q, I'm Katie Bolin. Good luck!
And that concludes this week's Real College Podcast. Thank you to Max Fuller, Haley Madderom, and Katie Bolin for contributing to this week's show. Our producers are Max Fuller, Patrick Sharkey, Jackie Renzetti, and David Lean. You can find us online at RadioK.org, iTunes, and on Sundays at 6 p.m. on Radio K. To play us out is our weekly spotlight for Radio K, Stand Up and Speak, the second LP from the LA-based duo DJDS. To read a full review of the album and download a free track, head on to RadioK.org. Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Culture Heritage Fund, and thank you for listening.
When we were young, you took my life inside of your hands. And then I grew older, heard the call, I found out. Well, like you walk right out and back again, floating high, yeah, still helping. All of the love we love.
morning.